Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
They all came snakes. So these guys wasn't playing no games. You have to understand, in certain places in the world, they can still morph into different images and stuff. Oh, it still happens. So these weren't kindergarten guys. These prophets of Baal, they had released the frequency over Israel. That's why famine and evil was prevalent. And so they began to call on their God. And they started in the morning and went to noontime. Nothing happening. They said, all right, we're going to up this thing a little bit. They started cutting themselves as what they did. They started to shed the blood as a sacrifice. Cut themselves, stab themselves with spears and cut themselves all up until it was bloody. It was blood everywhere. Still not a sound. Some writers say Elijah started messing with them. So where's your God? And one writer says, he says, where's your God? Is he using the toilet? That's what the writer said. Is he resting? Where is he? Is he asleep? And then they just cut themselves all through that till nobody in Israel paid him no more attention. Then Elijah, of course we know the story. Then Elijah said, all right, build back the altar. Build back the altar. He prayed. He said, Lord, all right, answer with fire so that this nation knows that you are the God. And so he puts the bullocks up there. You know the story. And fire, or sometimes, see, we look at fire, but the fire they were equating to or pointing to was not always fire. It was lightning. So lightning struck. Fire, and it sopped up all the water, the bullock and everything. And so the people knew that that was God. So he turned the nation at the time, just momentarily turned the nation back to God. He said, gather all the prophets. Don't let one of them escape. 450 and 400. So we're looking at 850 prophets. And he took them down to the brook Kishon, and Elijah slew them all himself. Amen. Slew them. Killed him. Cleaned house. The question is, why could not these magicians who were so powerful and evil do anything? Because Elijah unplugged them in Zarephath. He went down to the root where it all started and pulled the plug out. Said, all right, now we've had this contest, so now we see they ain't gonna be able to do nothing. Don't you know you can dismantle your enemy? What are you afraid of? Oh, the Lord said, fear not their faces. Fear not their words. You have the power to bind and loose. Yeah, you do as a covenant authority. So he bound that, and that's why that happened. And momentarily, the nation turned back to God. And the moment that Elijah did that, he said, tell Ahab to go down, eat and drink, and get in his chair, because I hear now the sound. You see, while Jezebel and Ahab were in authority and that frequency was being released, it jammed the frequency of heaven. But the moment he slew them, he said, I hear the sound again. I hear the sound of abundance, of rain. I hear heaven answering again. See, sometime in your life, stuff has jammed the frequency. Hello, I said, sometimes you got to get people out your head. Sometimes you got to get situations out of your head. Sometimes you got to get all that foolishness out of your head. Clear your head up. It's a warfare there. Clear it up. When there's a time where Elisha raised a little boy from the dead, and he sneezed 7 times. And then he came alive. Sneezed, clearing his head. Tell somebody, you need to clear your head. Worried about this, worried about that. That's paying interest on something you never buy. You got to get in that quiet place, that secret place with God, that place of rest, that repose, that place where you know that you know that you know. You're not just believing now, now you know. And all of a sudden your words start to carry authority. Some of us talk too much. When you talk less, you talk more with power. And you know, your mind's not all cluttered. Get out of every conversation. Following everybody online. 10 favorite peaches. And don't really remember nothing. None of them say it. Just that you feel better. Focus on sonship. Paul said, this one thing I do. I'm trying to be too many things to too many people. Listen, love does not mean access. You can love somebody, but they ain't getting close to me. I love you. No, stop giving your energy away all the time. You drained and folk don't appreciate you. They're familiar with you. Huh? They're used to you. Then you wonder where all your strength is when it comes time to serve God. You done gave it away. Amen. So what happened? He unplugged them there and they had no power to do anything. Because the prophet unplugged them. No source of power. They could do stuff. Normally they could do stuff. But he unplugged them. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't do what they used to do. They couldn't do what they knew they could do. Because the prophet bound them up. Why? He went to the root. He went to the root and shut it down. And then he came back. He said, tell Ahab to get in his chariot and get to Jezreel. See, Jezreel is the place of revelation. And many of y'all heard me say this many times before, but it's the place of revelation. Jezreel is the place of revelation, right? And it was the inheritance of Issachar. Issachar, the tribe that had understanding of times. This was their inheritance. But Ahab and Jezebel built a palace in Jezreel to control the revelation, to control the frequencies. So Jezreel was captive. And the frequency that was going out was that of Jezebel and Ahab. And so it brought famine. Pestilence, lack, death. And Jezebel was killing all the true prophets. So Elijah told his servant, tell Ahab to get in his chariot, eat, drink, and get in his chariot, because I hear now, after these prophets, after this frequency has been bound, after this frequency has been cut off, I hear the sound now. See, sometimes you just need to cut some stuff off in your life to hear the sound. You praying and wondering why God ain't talking to you. God talking to you. You're just not hearing him. You got to cut some stuff off. Shut some stuff down. Stop listening to certain things. You'll be surprised how clear his voice is. How accurate his guidance is. So Elijah told his servant, go out and see what you see out there. See, he said, I don't see anything. He said, go seven times. Seven times. On the seventh time, he said, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand, a fist. He said, now go tell Ahab. Some would wait till it starts storming. Now go tell Ahab. Now all he needed was an indication. And see, seven is the number of perfection, right? Sometimes you hadn't got the indication because it's not perfected yet. How about the Hebrew boys? That they could have been thrown in the fire, but the king said, heat it up 7 times hotter. See, sometimes your fire ain't hot enough for you to be thrown in it. Because it's got to be perfect for what God has. Yeah. You don't want stuff half cooked, do you? You supposed to be cooking on 450. You got it on 150. Now cook that meat. So we see that Elijah, after this, he comes, he's out on Mount Carmel, and Ahab takes off toward Jezreel. And Elijah, when it starts to rain, here's just another little nugget I like to always put out. Elijah postured himself. He put his head between his knees. He took his eyes off of the environment. Oftentimes you can't go by what you are seeing. You gotta close that off, shut that down, and see what you see in your spirit. Hear what you hear in your spirit, man. God will talk to you. Amen. And when those that falseness is shut down, it'll become real clear what God is saying. And Elijah told him, go, and he went. And then Elijah ran from the top of Mount Carmel and ran down the mountain and overtook the chariot, right? Overtook the chariot in a driving rainstorm. I'm sure mud everywhere, just raining hard. And he overtook the chariot for 14 miles. Think about it, 14 miles he outran the chariot pulled by horses. Pulled by horse, he outruns it under the mantle and anointing of the prophet. And he gets to the gate of Jezreel. And he's there waiting when the chariot comes up. Now, he's slain all these prophets. Right? Israel says they're turning back to God. And Ahab goes in and tells Jezebel what happened. And Jezebel sends a word to Elijah. Tell the prophet, I am not the queen if he's not like one of these that he has slain by this time tomorrow.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.